This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh,
good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know, other than listening to me, I don't have a clue what you're doing out here at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do, I'm happy that you're doing that you have decided to do that do with me. It's Friday. Bam. The people, them tired, awaken. Ba-dum. All right? I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that it's Friday. Ali, I don't know what's going on. I can't hear this thing in my headphones. But we're talking this time, again, to LaToya Hannah-Moxie, but about something that is a bit different. You know, the PLP, the Progressive Liberal Party, has said that they want to try as best as they can to explore the avenues of the orange economy and what exactly does that mean and how exactly does that look. Remains to be seen. Of course, you know, the Prime Minister traveled on last week to the handover of Barbados from the British monarch. Let me say, I still stand firmly as one of the persons that are a proponent of and a supporter to the regime that stands and proclaims aloud in solemn praise, God save our gracious queen. That's where I stand on it, right? So y'all don't get no republic ideas too quick around here. Y'all ain't getting things like where the post office should be right just yet. So I don't know if I want y'all, you know, don't mind Barbados. They're older than us. Leave them. We can just stay as we are. But outside of that, you know, the orange economy is an interesting thing because people can say orange economy this and orange economy that and orange economy the next thing. But the truth of the matter is, right, unless you have some sort of way to break into the orange economy, unless you have some sort of way to ensure that that you have access or avenues that people that are interested in the orange economy can get in, then really and truly there is no way for people to get into the orange economy. And it literally becomes a race of ad hoc randomness. So you continue to generate and generate and generate and generate material with hope that one day it'll stick. And again, if you followed the Progressive Liberal Party's blueprint for change, you will know that chief among their things was the diversification of the economy, but the orange economy being one of the things that they have actually placed special emphasis on as often as possible. The Prime Minister, again, after traveling from Barbados last week, went to America, and you saw that he attended some art function with some Bahamian artists who I don't know the name of. And I imagine the rest of you don't know the name of, but the Prime Minister was there. He thought it important enough to do that. All I'm saying is that shouldn't happen. If we're going to continue to create spaces for artists and artisans to be able to break into the orange economy, then we've got to figure out how to do it. And so, because I don't know anything about it, I called LaToya Hannah Moxie because she is the one that knows all things internet. And her brand, she as well is interested in and is a part of the creation of content. And what does that look like? And how does that actually materialize? How does it work out? What are some of the things that are hurdles to people that are interested in entering the orange economy? What are some of the things that are just not known to you? Like, when you produce content, what are some of the things that acts as a hurdle? What are some of the things that you wish you had? What are some of the avenues that are available to other people in other places of the world, but are not readily available to us here in the Bahamas? What are some of the things that people in the government agencies that are saying things like they want to add to the orange economy, not realizing. So, LaToya Hannah Moxie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I don't have a microphone. Where did my producer go? I don't know. Okay, so give us a second. We'll get to it in a second. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. You can call her, because y'all like to say that I hog her for myself. The number is 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. You can call me on any one of those numbers. You can text me on 422-4796. The Progressive Liberal Party in the lead up to the general election actually had a thing called the Blueprint for Change. All right. Many of you would have remembered it. People like Loretta Butler-Turner have said that they absolutely loved the Blueprint for Change. And in that Blueprint for Change were things like the expansion of this economy that, believe it or not, Bahamians have not been out of for a while, because Ronnie Butler and the Ramblers, those have been doing their thing from the 50s. And I don't understand why, when I think about, again, my most direct parallel that I can think about right now is DJ Khaled and his collaboration with the Jamaican artists. I don't know if you've seen that, him, Buju Bantan, who else is there? Bounty Killer. The fireman, Capleton, and what is the fella's name who says, whoa, him, Barrington Levy. And so, but what that has done for Jamaica, I think, is going to be unparalleled. DJ Khaled is in Ocean Club Estates every 3 weeks. And when he ain't down there, he over by Albany. And when it ain't him, it's Drake. And when it ain't Drake, it's Meek. And I don't understand how the only thing we could get from these fellas is that they come here to play. Like, I think our Department of Culture ought to be engaged more in their interaction with the Bahamas. And I get it. They come to vacay. But, you know, all work and no play will make Jack a dull boy. All play and no work will make the Bahamas a broke place. Let's see if we can get her on now. I have LaToya Hannah Moxie. She's here with me in studio, believe it or not. LaToya, good morning.
Good morning.
There she is. So you've heard what I've had to say. I'm sure you've been following the pronouncements by this now new administration by this administration that is taking root with regard to the orange economy. How real is the idea of an expansion of the orange economy when you consider it as somebody that actually generates content?
Well, I think it's a very progressive way of thinking, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think it's about time that we start putting more emphasis on the creative industry mm-hmm. in this country. For a lot of people that don't know or understand what the orange economy is, mm-hmm. It is an industry It's an idea or a concept of putting together creative-minded people and creativity together to produce, transform, inform, and to engage with the masses. Mm-hmm. Information, content, art, culture, services, putting them all together and creating more awareness, more mm-hmm. attention, more revenue.
Now, people will say, LaToya, well, red economy, blue economy, green economy, white economy. All of these things have one thing in common. They need money
yes.
to start them. I don't care how good my talent is.
Yes.
Unless I got a decent microphone, unless I got a decent camera, unless I pay them for this, mm-hmm. there is no real way for me to break into the economy. Wendy, someone that we both know, mm-hmm. has often said that, listen, I entertain, but I work a full-time 9-to-5. And I have to work a 9-to-5
yeah.
because this entertainment stuff ain't going to pay my bills. And as much as you find people like Shine or people like Nishi that have said, listen, entertainment is my life. Like, I enjoy doing this. Mm-hmm. We still haven't gotten to the point where those artists have broken into the orange economy well enough to ensure that that is what they do for a living. DJ Khaled ain't trying to go flip burgers in the daytime and then come and be DJ Khaled in the nighttime. How do we address the issue of funding, or where are some of the places people that are interested in breaking into the orange economy can look for funding?
Okay, well, you said something that was very important at the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. where you mentioned Barbados now becoming a republic, and mm-hmm. that, you know, they're way older than we are. We're a lot younger. And so with us just getting our feet wet, everything is going to take time. Let's mm-hmm. start there. I think that it's important to understand that the Bahamas is still a baby in a lot of ways. And even as a baby or slash toddler, there's so many things that have been antiquated or just not able to be addressed because of the way our society and our government and our rules and our policies have been for the last 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I do believe that the orange economy is something important that we need to pay more attention to, especially with tourism being our main product in the country. Mm-hmm. We don't put a lot of emphasis in promoting and expanding our own artists, celebrities, socialites, however you may want to refer to them as. Mm-hmm. And we find that a lot of these, of the artists in particular, they spend a lot of their own money building platforms for themselves. Mm-hmm. I know that the Bahamas Development Bank is one of the areas that one of the banks or financial institutions that are putting more focus and emphasis on the orange economy.
Really? So hold on, make sure I get this right now. So all I have to do is go to the Bahamas Development Bank.
I didn't say that.
Listen to me. Boy, I could shake up and sing the Edgar if you ain't ever seen nobody shake up like I could shake up.
No.
If you all give me $100,000, I will be the most shaken uppest Negro.
No. No, let me put it in perspective.
Because Lawrence Roll would be straight. He could go get $100,000 at the bottom.
No, but it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
It doesn't work like that. I think that it's important to understand that, like I said, everything, there's a process. Mm-hmm. There is a process. And so with that being said, you need to do your research. Mm-hmm. There are financial institutions like the Bahamas Development Bank that offers grants and funding, mm-hmm. but you need to make sure you have a business plan. Make sure that you can fill out the application. Make sure you understand what their prerequisites and their requirements are.
But shouldn't the orange that sounds very much like the regular economy. That doesn't sound like okay. When I think about the orange economy, mm-hmm. right, creatives aren't necessarily good business people.
No, not
That's
really.
That's why so many of them die Fail. Poor, right? Yes. Even though they make truckloads of money, they don't manage money well. And it's because they are largely the product. They are largely the person they are the thing that people pay for, right? And I did a show with Freddie Munnings, and we talked about how the weight of being the product sometimes affects their own physical being. Like, mm-hmm. they perform so much and do it so much and need to turn to substances so much that at the end of the day, when they're done, there's really nothing left of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to figure out is, isn't it unfair to say then that you want to break into this orange economy and not create a matrix of sorts where I don't need to come up with a business plan, or where I don't need, sure, there will be people, again, shameless bias plug, like Wendy, that has studied music business, yes. right? But there will be people, unlike Wendy, who say, man, I could sing and shake up dead good, and that's my superpower. I don't have no other superpower. This is right here.
Yeah.
Why are we requiring, or why should we require, the same kind of, you know, regular, normal business standard and aspects from people wanting to be in a creative economy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're trying... At the end of the day, it's still a business. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it doesn't matter the color, whether it's orange, blue, purple, black, red, yellow, whatever. It doesn't matter the color. But whether it's artistry, any sort of cultural initiative, no matter what sort of creativity you bring to the table, there mm-hmm. is that business aspect of it. So you have to have a business plan in any and everything you do that you expect to profit from. Mm-hmm. So we got to be clear about that. I don't want people to get to have the thought process that if you build it, they will come. It doesn't work in this scenario. Mm-hmm. I think it's important enough that we at places like Bahamas Development Bank build campaigns or create campaigns to teach like-minded people to be a part of building and growing the orange economy. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take lessons, tutorials. It's going to take sessions. It's going to take investment advisory, advisement. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that go onto the business aspect of it. But I do think in the world where we're creating content, where we're creating visibility and visual aspects, I think they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Are we going in the right direction? I think, yeah. Are we late?
You really think so?
I think so.
Where do people...
Like, are we late? Yes.
For instance, right? Like, a lot of times people say to me, right? Levin, why don't you get into podcasting? It is because I am at a point in my life where I'm not prepared to do anything for free. That's why I no longer stand Godfather, right? And so...
Sorry.
And so, because I've reached that point in my life, if I'm going to do a podcast, this podcast needs to be sufficiently funded to the point
yes.
that I could be paid to do it, right? And... because that isn't there isn't always a clear avenue toward that end, mm-hmm. it gives me great thought about whether or not I want to go into the digital platform or whether or not conventional media isn't just better for me. And that is where a lot of artists are. Like, do I want to set up a tour, right, where I will be popular, but I won't be paid?
Yeah.
Everybody will know my name. I won't be paid. People will say, I love you. Oh, my God. Yeah. Sign this for me. And I won't be paid.
It happens a lot here.
And I think that's where a lot of the artists are. And mm-hmm. I look at the PLP's blueprint for change as they talk about the orange economy. Mm-hmm. And it's like a poodle. It's very fluffy. It doesn't really say anything, okay. right? So let's see what it says. It says, as a key component of our economy, we will create a new economic model for culture and the creative industry in the Bahamas. Does that say anything to you? Leverage the benefits of tourism by creating a unit to focus on attracting visitors interested in culturally immersive experiences. The BLB will ensure the Junkanoo Reagan's great folklore, folk art, are provided with the resources to strengthen the cultural industry that will empower Bahamians to earn a living from what they love to do. Just tell me when any of this tingles, you know, inside of you. Attract and host major international events and festivals. Okay, we may have something there. So we like on number four, right? Yeah. But how? How do you attract international events and festivals? In order to do that, you would need to have international artists. I mean, like, your Bahamian artists would need to be at an mm-hmm. international standard. Like, you can't, you know, no slight to Cornbread. Oh, I think that was his name, but he's dead now. I shouldn't talk about the dead. But you can't put that on a stage, not internationally. Not something that you're going to market to the world. Some of these people don't belong on no stage. I'm telling you that, right? And we have to understand that. So in order to do this thing here, we need to create a maybe small cast actors, small cast performers, association, college yeah. of some sort that gets them to the level that they could be a part of this. Otherwise, what this translates into is we could bring a headliner and he can carry all the money.
Okay, so backtracking a little bit from being someone who is a former
just talking
musician.
About the PLP make you nervous. You look very nervous.
No, okay. I mean, I don't like talking politics at all. I'm probably the least okay. political person. I'm not a political person at all. I mm-hmm. believe once a plan seems right, it doesn't matter who puts it into place. I just think as long as we're heading in the right direction, that's all I care about. Mm-hmm. And I do think in theory that what you just repeated or stated via their blueprint, I think is a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think now it's just a step. There needs to be a lot more steps mm-hmm. and with steps, actions.
Sure.
And again, I'll reiterate, we're extremely young, a young cultural nation. We focus mainly on Junkanoo. There's so much more to us and our culture than just Junkanoo.
But we can't even get that.
Well, you know,
Junkanooers are in this country not happy right now. Yeah, I can tell you that personally.
I can see that.
I know Ace Chief, number one top flight valley boy. And I'm telling you, He's upset that they can't get on Bay for 2 years now consecutively. Yeah. No movement at all towards Junggeunhoe.
Yeah.
And people that are private could pull off events, and we can't pull off a national event.
So we need to stop thinking that the government is going to be the driving force for us to get what we need to get. Mm-hmm. In order for us, a lot of the artists that you see out there do not get support from their government. Mm-hmm. It's a very reactive approach. When you look at Trinidad and Tobago, for instance, when you look at artists like Kes or Machelle or Allison Hynes, mm-hmm. I mean, the list goes on. Bahamians can name at least 10 of their artists because they hire private entities, management, PR companies, publicists, management companies to put them on the right track to get them the international exposure that they get. And what usually happens in the Caribbean and the Bahamas, although we're not a part of the Caribbean, we are by and large, in theory, are part of the Caribbean, we fall in the same boat when you start to think of the reactive nature of how we think as a society. Mm-hmm. We wait until you blow up to support.
Right.
And so I guess what you're asking is, how can we turn the tables on that? How can we become more proactive than mm-hmm. reactive? Mm-hmm. And as long as we can understand that it is not the government's responsibility to make you a star, mm-hmm. I think that's already problem number one out the window. However, when the government wants to capitalize off of your stardom, herein lies the problem. Our artists can't even get to the point where they can become quote-unquote stars, international stars, for the government to capitalize off of them. So there has to be some sort of compromise to work hand-in-hand together to build a better platform for a lot of artisans in this country. I see there are people like Ministry of Tourism has a campaign. I don't know if it's still out and relevant and current now, but you see people like Rick Fox that's being used. I'm not sure how much Rick Fox was paid to do it, but he was obviously paid to do it because mm-hmm. he's an international celebrity. Would you put somebody like Wendy or Dyson or Julian Believe in a ad like that, and would it garner the same amount of attention, attraction?
But see, this is my point. So the avenues have to be opened, right? Like, for instance, I think about this. Tyler Perry owns an entire key in the Bahamas, right? I think it's White Bay Key in the Exumas. It's in the Exumas. I'm sure about that part. Okay. I'm just not sure which key it is because Exuma has 365 keys. I think it's White Bay Keys, right?
Okay.
But the interaction with Tyler Perry, with a name as weighty as Tyler Perry, I don't know if it translates into orange economy possibilities or probabilities for mm-hmm. the Bahamas, right? And mm-hmm. I think we ought to be more intentional about that. And I think that, in fact, is a government portfolio or a government assignment. So let me tell you something, Tyler. When you buy this key, all right?
Yeah.
Dash Quay them, they try and hard, you know, they kind of his act sometimes. What I need you to do is take them. Y'all go over on the key. I don't care what y'all do. We can give you $100,000 in government concessions every year. Mm-hmm. You just, and sometimes, believe this or not, if people sit close enough to the foot of the king, they begin to act like the king, right? True. So I don't really care what you do with Dash Quaidam. Just get them on the key with you and let them understudy you.
Yeah.
Let them gain access to whatever networks you may have. Let them, and as a consequence, these bunch of bills that you can't see anyhow, we're going to write a couple of them off. Or who knows, we're going to give you the key next
but
to
do
it.
But do you see other islands or countries doing that?
But does that mean that one, we can't start it? And two, when you consider the fact that the Bahamas has a massively underpopulated country, mm-hmm. it is unreasonable to assume that I don't care how good you act in the Bahamas, that you are going to elevate, I don't know, through evaporation and somehow become the next Oprah Winfrey. It's not going
to
happen. Yeah. And except mm-hmm. you find a back door. And how do you find the back door? This is what I believe. Mm-hmm. The Bahamas is the playground of the talented.
It's true.
They come here every day. So you know what, Mr. DJ Khaled, when you come here, you don't pay to park your plane. You park yours for free. But I need you to have at least 5 or 6 of my artists with you, because what it does is it gives them access to your social media. Imagine if a Khaled popped up on his Instagram with God knows how much, 2.5 million people, and says, yo, I'm in the Bahamas. Here I am sitting next to Dyson Knight. And, you know, we're just here. And, you know, Dyson's probably going to take off his shirt. And then, boom, 3 million people see Dyson with his shirt off. And guess what? Now people are trying to, you know.
Well, it's the power of social media. I'm glad you brought up DJ Khaled, because there was an opportunity that he was able to give Keith Hinsey, Physique Total Fitness, at one point, he was able to give him some visibility on his social media, and that helped his followers. Did it help his brand revenue-wise? I can't speak to that, but it did help create an international platform and more exposure for him to be seen. Same with Cardi B. When she was here during the pandemic, she trained with Bowflex Barbie.
Okay.
And it, there's these things make rooms like The Shade Room, On-Site Media, On-Site Alert, Hollywood Unlock, a lot of these international platforms, we need more visibility. I think that is part of our challenge. I think more visibility through alignment and collaboration, creating an area, or a department, a segment, or part of an industry, whether it be the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation and Investments, or an industry or a ministry on its own, we need more focus on multimedia experiences. Okay. We need to create rooms for our people to sit in and learn. You have the University of the Bahamas, you have BTVI, you even have UWI, but there is no room or space like a Berkeley of the Bahamas that can train and teach our people how to become more professionally minded in their craft. If you want to create a talk show, for instance, when you go off to university, there are radio stations that you you know, that you can learn learn broadcasting. There are studios that can teach you how to produce, how to direct, how to act, all of those things. Where is that in the Bahamas?
And
that,
also,
that's a part of the issue as well.
And also, I think the Bahamas had a culture in the past that was working for us, right? So there was the years of the Ed Bethels and that kind of stuff where the Darrell Millers and those came up under, Jeffrey Lloyds and those came up under. And what they really did was, again, they sat under the tutelage of people that were seeing in. Today, we don't have
It's kind of hard.
Pookie them turning into Pookie them, because all they have time to do is sit outside on the blocks with people who sitting on the blocks.
And it's not in our curriculum either in the schools. But, that's another thing.
But we have to develop a situation of understudying. Like, I don't expect a guy like Shine to have someone understudying him, because he's still trying to make it, right?
Which Shine? When you say Shine, I'm thinking about the Belize Prime Minister.
Whining,
so, okay, see, I was like, wait, what? I'm sorry. I only know one Shine, and he used to be a rapper. Now he's the president of Belize. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You can sing a Visage song. I'll know that.
Oh yeah. Let's shout out to Obi Pidlet, by the way. Obi, that's a free plug. let's see if I can read a little bit more. This says, establish a national recording studio and national performance arts center through public-private partnership. We have a national arts center. I can tell you, nothing happens.
No,
there.
It needs to be imploded and built again.
It is a national.
It doesn't serve anybody anything. It's very outdated.
Yeah. This here says, encourage production to showcase behaving creators for local tourists and global consumption. That doesn't mean anything. Promote a virtual showcase of performance, exhibitions, and virtual tours of creatives and historical and historic heritage sites. Renovate and resource the National Center for Performing Arts. Provide subventions for existing studios. You see where I'm going with this? Like, none of this sounds... The point I'm making, and we're going to get to what it is you do, right? Because you actually do a TV show.
Yes.
How much of this sounds like this would be useful to you, any at all?
It's useful to some artists. It's useful to the medium that they're focusing on, which is more culturally based. I think we're pigeonholing ourselves when we just think about a particular genre that needs the support. When you want to consider building international artistry, you cannot just think about one particular genre. You have to think about things in a general sense.
Right.
And so I think, again, I think that some of the points that were, or the bullet points of progression that they have brought up is valid. And I think it's a step in the right direction. But I think that there needs to be a little bit more research, study, and analysis.
There are about seven other points on this. There is much power in the cultural and creative community that can cause the Bahamas to tap in to this authentic opportunity. We must support our creatives. I don't even know what that means. Create a 52-week event schedule with major world-class events every quarter for year-round.
We've had that.
That actually sounds like number three, by the way. Attract and host major international events and festivals. It just sounds like y'all reworded number three. Okay. So this one says, market Bahamian culture as the main tourism product with cultural ambassadors to promote the Bahamas around the world. Again, that won't work. It doesn't work because what you need is someone that already has a big enough presence, right? Like I've volunteered Amber Rose. Like I don't really care. No. I don't really care what she marketed. We should just bring her. No. Right? And you know, she's big on the woman movement too, right? Like
no.
She was the one that stopped the whole slut shaming
thing.
Still
a no for me.
And we could bring her and just let her say, oh, this conch salad is so delightful. When I'm in the Bahamas, I eat with dun, 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 local Bahamian artists. You see what I'm saying?
What would be a good thing is to tap into a lot of the international artists and celebrities out there that already have Bahamian heritage and lineage. We don't do enough of that. Mm-hmm. We do it with
Who
Rick
all is
Fox.
It? Lenny Kravitz.
We do it with those two in particular. But
Who
you have people
there?
Like you have Al Roker, mm-hmm. you have Persia White from Girlfriends, you have Tia and Tamira Mowry. For instance, you had, God rest his soul, he just passed away, the fella from The Wire. Mm-hmm. They utilized him in one or two commercials.
Beyonce. We have to use Beyonce.
Well, anybody with the last name
one
knows.
1/16th. How 1/16th of Bahamianhood?
Yeah. I think collaborations with those with our, tracing our roots. We don't do that enough. We have now, even on the athletic side, we have Bahamians that are trailblazing in the NBA and in the MLB in MLB in mm-hmm. baseball, and we're not utilizing our own celebrities enough. We have people who can that are already on the map, and so sometimes it's just about piggybacking off of. So if you've created a marketing budget, instead of wasting it on trying to figure out and find ideas, like try not to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes right. reach out to who is already on the map.
Right.
And create space on the map
for people
us.
That aren't. Right. Now, this one here got my attention, and we're going to go to the break, Ali. So I want to go to the break right after this. This one here says, use Junkanoo culture to drive exports in music, costumes, and art. And why I think that's so important, I go back to DJ Khaled again. He recently did a piece with some Jamaican artists. I'm going to play that as we go to the break. That's called Where We Come From, right? Mm-hmm. Where You Come From. And what it is an infusion of old reggae, new reggae, with whatever it is that DJ Khaled does. And, like, literally, this makes Jamaican music, even though reggae is already kind of internationally accepted, like, this kind of does something. It sends it into the stratosphere mm-hmm. of arts and performing arts and opens up new avenues for the orange economy. And I think that this is the kind of thing we should be doing in order to ensure mm-hmm. that we make... Because imagine Rihanna. We play all of Rihanna's songs to Junkanoo anyhow. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Bring her on here. And let her play.
Okay.
And imagine it on her socials. Imagine we say we are extending our hand to our sister, our Caribbean sister, albeit we Atlantic, and we want to invite her to the Bahamas to come to celebrate her mm-hmm. as her country celebrates her in her first official stop as Her Right Excellency, what her name is? Something Rihanna Fenty.
Robin.
Right? Robin Rihanna Fenty. And the Valley Boys, because I have a bias, meet her at the airport. And she's an entertainer. More than likely, if y'all start having this good of a time, she's going to start having a good time. And next thing you know, we got brilliance in
you know,
social media.
You know who's been doing that? Which island has been doing it and capitalizing off of it? And they're not known now for putting their own people on the map, but they've become the Wakanda of celebrity hideaways and vacations and getaways. Mm-hmm. Just south of us, our sister island, Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos. Yeah. And that is what it's going to take to get it done. We got to go to a break. Don't move. I got this DJ Khaled and Buju Banta and them. So Ministry of Culture, Department of Culture, whoever y'all is, whatever we doing with this orange economy, we need to be doing some of this. I'm leaving Miller's Garden Radio. We'll be back after the break.
Another one. DJ Khaled.
If you don't mess with me, you are gonna see a million. We got the Congo long, just like the Amazon. Split big like a cylinder, man, I'll beat like God. One question.
Where you come from?
Hey, I'm a beat.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance.
mine.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Them hear the things slap, them say dreadlocks no play, in a no bang around. And anywhere we go, we dance strong, in art.
All right then, no pass the place and no cross the line. And knock me with me from coming to hard to find. Underneath, I'm stand up at the cost of mine. Right now, make a rule upon that, that's if it just pass me mind. Now the music, now the weed, up about the cost of crime. Anytime you see the rasta man, no ask to mine. Vampire, them a come in a mastermind. Say them hunting blood samples hard to find. All right, this them you know. Fire. Anything you reap on that you sow. Hands off you clean and your heart off you pure. Light up the chalice and me tell them to. That's the fire I ever say fancy car.
If you don't mess with the way you are gonna see your million.
This is what I'm talking about. If you could get Bahamian artists on the backdrop of an international artist doing this, that'll make him really big time and international. That's how I feel about it. LaToya Hannah Moxie is my guest. She's in the studio with me. Dear person from the 363 number that keeps calling the text line, I realize that the devil is working heavily in you this morning and he doesn't pay. It's Friday. You're going to be very heartbroken when you realize that the devil didn't debit your credit account. And so please don't do that because that is considered devil work. You can text me on 422-4796 under no circumstance whatsoever would I ever pick up the text line, okay? All right, let me read a couple of these, LaToya, and then I'll get back to you. This one here says, 6% of Malaysia's economy is growing grouper. Diversity in the economy, diversify the economy. The Bahamas is 85% sea, but here we are concentrating on growing vegetables on the 15% land instead of, this is really intelligent. Instead of growing grouper, conchs, wilks, sea cucumbers, snappers, etc. What I think we ought to do is nationalize the fishing product and then just let the government be the major distributor of all the fish. They do it in Alaska. It makes billions of dollars with their stone crab product, right?
Maine as well.
Yeah, it's just this. We don't have to think about this. We literally are, like you said, 85% water. Let's just fish the water. We ain't got a farm, no nothing.
It's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. No, man, your guests can't be talking about Bahamian creators and don't know shine. Please play some Wynnette. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, well, listen. So she says she knows Visage, right?
I know a lot of Bahamian artists.
That's a step
just
in the right
know,
direction.
Just because I don't
How do you
know
not
one.
Know shine? Right
just
now,
because
I feel like whining.
Look, I know the song.
Okay.
I don't
you
know
just
the artist.
Okay. I with you. This one just says, good morning, Mr. Miller. Can I please get your contact? The easiest way to contact me, believe it or not, is to go onto Facebook. My name is LeyVon. Don't ask why my parents put a Y in the middle of my name. A. Miller, if you send me a message, I promise you it won't be a computer, it won't be a machine, I'm going to reply. All right? That's the best way to get me. This one here says, Mr. Billy, you're always being biased, talking about Wendy. Lady E spends up her old buddy and always produces videos of all her songs.
I think
please
all of the artists do, though.
They all do.
And that's a part of the conversation.
And I declared my bias, though. Did I not declare my bias?
No, you did. But, you know, some artists are more visible than others because of the types of platform that they have. So it's easier to speak on them.
Sure. Okay, so let's take two of these phone calls and then we'll get back to you, Toya. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller and Miss Major. Yeah,
No. Not Major. Miss Moxie, you trying to gossip this woman, husband. Fight us.
Anna Moxie, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just on the point, right? I know, like, one of your emphasis has been on music, you know, but do you know it's worth, like, almost 80,000, I think, out of 40,000, 80,000 albums per year is published. 40,000 is upstream uploaded even to Spotify per day. And when you look across the other discipline, if you look across the number of individuals trying to enter into these particular markets on a daily basis based on the population, we're not just competing against the United States, which is our primary focus, but around the world. Now, when you start talking about these, a study has revealed about 11 various economic models that is somewhat viable in the Bahamas. And the Progressive Liberal Party directly referenced six of them: green, orange, blue, knowledge, digital, and conceptual economies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is that when you start talking from, not from the individuals, you're talking about developing what is called ecosystems. But the ecosystems allow for what is called organic as well as structured development of talent.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that our governments for over a decade has been very good at taking foreign verbiage, inserting it into the Bohemian dialogue,
mm-hmm.
but nobody ever addresses
the or translates it, because most times the people don't even know what this means.
And that's what I'm saying, because before the orange came out, there's a number of individuals, including myself, that have talked about this creative economy. You know, Mr. Miller, if you go to my page to 2013, you'll see that headline on my page, it says, I am now celebrating my 35th years in the metaverse. I wrote that in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
It's now become a buzzword among individuals. How did I write in 2013 that I'm celebrating my 35th years in something that most people didn't even know exists until this year?
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that unless they understand the underlying ecosystems that allow for these organic growth, tapping in into the synergy that is globally, because what it isn't about directing talent to particular platforms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is about creating an environment so that people are, it's like a thought process, like how with education we teach them what to think, we should teach them how to think. We say, use the expression, replacing an empty mind with an open one.
Mm-hmm.
So we need government to explain to us each of these various different ecosystems, if they understand the rudimentary aspect of it and the need for even for behemoths to have a critical mass going out. Let alone, take this for example. If you go to YouTube right now, I think an excellent video was done by the Esports Federation by Michael Amagon. But just yesterday, and I'll send it to you, we talked about what is necessary for behemoths to even access YouTube for monetization.
Mm-hmm.
And we have institutions in the Bahamas and intellectual property protection and so much things, minor things, that we need to address that actually are the building blocks of this, even this so-called orange economy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at all of the things they have, no one seems to be able to address the building of what they are. We talk about the meal on the table. Nobody talks about the chef. Nobody talks about building the restaurant. Nobody talks about getting the food
mm-hmm.
that put into it. So I think we're going to be talking for about another 5 years because, again, I think, you know, guest said it best, is that we're allowing the leadership down, who has absolutely no clue, they're five-year celebrities, to tell us what they're going to do, as opposed for behemoths educating and informing themselves and demand things to be done.
Yeah. Appreciate it, C. Allen. So I think C. Allen said quite a bit of a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, kind of echoing what it is that you say, which is people talk about the end result. People or the artists, I don't know if the artists are doing enough to ensure that they protect what it is that they see as their
mm-hmm.
as their craft and their industry. And they seem to be seeking direction as opposed to making requests of what mm-hmm. it is that they require.
And we're also missing, too, integration and inclusion with creating the orange economy. I think mm-hmm. that's important. When you bring up the word protecting their work, us protecting art and culture in general in the mm-hmm. Bahamas, creating jobs for artists, when we are willing to pay an international artist $50,000, $70,000, $80,000 to perform, but we only want to pay the Bahamian artist $10,000 or they don't perform at all. Mm-hmm. We need to start putting in measures and places to protect our artists, giving them more of a stance of credibility. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's missing too. We cannot build an orange economy without the orange people.
Right. We need the orange people.
Yeah. So integration and inclusion, I think, is also a part of the conversation. And until we can address those things, mm-hmm. We won't really be going anywhere. All we will be doing is using and abusing the system that we're trying to create and capitalizing off of international artists and not our own. So we need to rebuild the foundation. Mm-hmm. We need to reanalyze the things that, like the caller mentioned, a lot of the policies and procedures that you have to go through, the red tape just to get something done in this country is extremely hard. There's a lot of things that's still analog and manual. It's not digital. It's not virtual. There are roadblocks and locked doors everywhere you turn. Mm-hmm. And so for me personally, when I decided to go to do things virtually or expand my horizons internationally, mm-hmm. you know what I had to do? Leave the country.
Wow. But not everybody will have that. Not everybody.
Not everybody will be able to, nobody, to not have has opportunities.
That kind of support system.
Yes, yeah. Not everybody. But then again, too, it's also about putting yourself out there. You can leave the country without leaving your home. Mm. That's why you have a virtual world now.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying we have to be more creative and more intentional with how we move for ourselves, mm-hmm. instead of expecting the government to reinvent something that they still don't even understand. Mm. It's going to take time.
Is that why they say things like they are going to establish a tertiary school of visual and performing and recording arts in a public-private partnership? Or, in heads of agreements where applicable, ensure that the Bahamian creators are provided opportunities for collaboration.
So I think that actually is a
step. That last one is pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly I think that's actually about. A step in in a good direction. Yeah. Collaboration is definitely a key word. We don't do collaborations and partnerships in the right way enough. Mm-hmm. The only way we do it, and we have to get rid of this backdoor syndrome and this black crab syndrome, where if once we're exposed to, we see these photo ops all the time of certain people on their platforms snoozing and you know, canoodling with celebrities that come on the island, mm-hmm. but they do not give persons who actually have talent, skill, and professionalism the opportunity to be exposed to those people too. Mm-hmm. They like to keep those people behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. And we need to break that syndrome mm-hmm. in this country. That's a part of the issue as well.
So let's talk a little bit about your product.
Okay.
You decided to get into the orange economy. Right? You had, for all intents and purposes, a TV talk show host and co-executive producer, actually.
Or something.
And some would even say backstage assistant. to your own orange product, right?
Yeah.
Seat at the table, mm-hmm. right? And what are some of the challenges you face?
Oh my goodness, where do I begin?
The hard stuff.
So when I first decided, when I conceptualized the idea of creating a talk show that focuses on all things female, mm-hmm. The first thing I did was I created a pitch deck. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people that may not know what a pitch deck is, it's like a PowerPoint presentation that you put together. You put your ideas on paper. Mm-hmm. So I came up with a title. I came up with a thesis, a mm-hmm. summary of what my show means and what it stands for and who's my target audience, what I hope to get out of it, and where I hope for it to go. Mm-hmm. And after creating a pitch deck, I sat down with a focus group, mm-hmm. pitched the idea to them. Do you think this is a great idea? We did polls, we did surveys, we got good feedback. After that, I had to figure out if I wanted to go on cable TV or if I wanted to go virtual. So because I wanted to target our local audience mm-hmm. first, mm-hmm. I said, let's go cable. The challenges with having a show that nobody knows about, don't understand the concept, even when you create a pitch deck is, well, for one, COVID and Dorian was a challenge.
Right.
Creating anything in this era where you have to seek support from someone is challenging because mm-hmm. financially companies and organizations just don't have it.
Right.
So having that financial plan is definitely
okay.
key.
Right.
Advertising was a challenge.
Okay.
Advertising is still a challenge.
Advertising
even though,
has been
yes.
challenging, yeah.
Even though you moving over to the virtual world, advertising has become more cost effective to build packages for people. It's still a bit challenging. Mm-hmm. Just because you have a lot of closed-minded people
right.
who do not want to give people the opportunity to grow. Mm-hmm. That has been a challenge. Production. because everybody have to pay their bills. Yeah. Everything costs money.
Right.
A production
crew. I like
crew,
you, but I can't bring this camera here for free.
Exactly. Or even collaboration. Mm-hmm. You will have someone saying, well, I went to Savannah College of Art and Design, so naturally I'm valued $14,000.
Mm-hmm. I don't have $14,000.
But even it's not even, we don't go hand in hand. We don't build each other.
Right.
There is, remember that game Tetris?
Yeah.
When you connect the dots,
yeah.
We don't do that. Mm-hmm. We don't have the upward mobility to work together. So that's all, that has been a challenge at the beginning. What I eventually ended up doing was I self-invested.
Okay.
That's how I got my business off the ground.
Right. You're on self-invested. Yeah.
Self-invested, which means for me, my entire career up until 2021, yeah. I've been a hybrid professional, right. Meaning right. I worked in corporate Bahamas and I also worked for myself.
Okay.
There are a lot of people who have done it successfully.
Right.
So I always say, instead of going into something head first, make sure you have a financial plan that can sustain you for 1 year at least.
Okay.
So while you are a hybrid working in corporate Bahamas, save your coins.
Yeah.
Because eventually when you decide that you need to pump all of your energy into this self-sufficient investment,
you need funding. We're out of time. You got to tell me about your show.
A Seat at the Table talk show, YouTube. You can search ASATT on it. Subscribe. It is a show that is monetized. So the more subscriptions I have, the more money I make, the more shows I can bring you.
Oh, bless the Lord. You hear that? She monetized, y'all. You hear her. Thank you for coming, Latoya. I'm Leva Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the rule on Friday. Do everything you can to make sure you don't kill nobody. Greater than that, do even more to make sure nobody don't kill you. And if you do that, I'll see you right back here on Monday. I'm Leva Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. The news that happens now.